are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Genesis, good morning and welcome to the program. Are you there?
Thank you. Good morning, Auntie Spo.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so glad that you were able to get through and have this conversation. We have a few minutes left, but in these few minutes, let's see what we can glean from this conversation about the Holy Spirit's prompting, how we can recognize and respond to it, my pastor. So we were talking about how the Holy Spirit doesn't just prompt in little in moments.
I'm not hearing you properly, my sister. I don't know. My network is just poor.
Oh no. I'm sorry to hear that. All right, let me let you do the talking then. Maybe if you can just guide us through how we can dive into the art of walking in step with the Spirit daily, how we can cultivate a posture of just listening to the voice of God. Please, you take it away. Let me let you do the talking so that we don't get interrupted by network.
Okay. Thank you so much. Sorry for that, though. Maybe let me just look at what it means to be, I mean, to live a spirit-led life in practical every day. You know, one thing that we just need to understand, my sister, is that when you decide to live the spirit-led life, it means there's something that you need to surrender. Mm-hmm. You need to surrender. Mm. And you need to surrender to God's will. That's what is what it means actually to lead a spirit-led life in every day, a practical spirit-led life every day. You need to surrender to God's will. What is God saying to me? What should I do? In other words, whatever you do is informed by God's voice. So you surrender. You surrender to God's will. Then you tell yourself that I'm going to listen to God's voice only. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how that will happen, you know, because there are so many voices surrounding us. And then also, you need to kind of obey God's lead, because you can listen to God's voice and you can surrender to His will. But the leading part of it might be very difficult. And this is the most difficult part of promptings. You can hear it, but you might not be able to be led to where you're supposed to go, like what Abraham did. He heard the voice, the spiritual prompting. Then he actually allowed God to lead him. And he was led to a place which he didn't know. So when you are actually talking about a spirit-led life, it's all about surrendering. You stop existing and let God exist in you.
Beautiful.
That's my take in a very short space of time, because I'm watching my time here.
Sure, no worries. And Pastor, how do distraction, how do our routines, how does the busyness of our lives, how does that dull our sensitivity to God's voice?
Yes. You know, distractions, busyness, and routine. You know, this they especially distraction. It actually divides our attention. You know, imagine you are studying something on your cell phone, and then from nowhere a call pops in, and then you definitely has to attend the call, and remember you were studying something from whatever app you were reading in your phone. That distraction alone will divide your attention. So the same with a distraction in spiritual promptings. You know, God's voice, if you are distracted, if you live within some, you know, it's like you live around things in the locus that actually makes you attend to other things while least you are supposed to be listening to the spiritual promptings, you will have divided attention. That's number one. Number two, your distraction also may bring, you know, your cluttered mind. Your mind is running all over. Mm-hmm. It's going everywhere. And the fact that your mind is going everywhere, it is very hard to discern which voice is this or which prompting is this.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to discern God's voice when there is distraction. Then when you look at business, yeah, well, especially in these days, my sister, I don't want to lie, even among us, the clergy, we have overwhelming schedules.
Yeah.
Overwhelming schedules. You need to visit the sick, you need to visit the members in their homes, you need to attend funerals, you need, and at the end of the day, because of that overwhelming schedule, you can have little time for quiet reflection and listening to God. You sometimes we won't even have that term. And I can look at it this way, that many times because of the life that we're living, life is so fast. Mm. It's so fast, such that you try to kind of attend to everything and you become so busy. And because of that busyness, you won't be able to pick up the spiritual prompting and the ritual goes. And then the routine actually causes complacence. You know, the routine will it's like when I talk, maybe let me just explain a little bit about routine. Mm-hmm. What you are saying is, I'm doing this as a routine. Like, for instance, I would take my presentations this week as a routine. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I'll be complacent. Mm-hmm. I won't be able to kind of prepare for that. And I will say, it's routine. You know, these guys, they call me and I'll just say something. It's routine. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't give you that. So if you take spiritual promptings, when it becomes a routine, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you will find yourself being less sensitive to God's voice.
Yeah.
It's routinal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true.
So that's how it affects us. Mm.
And now, what daily habits can we include in our routines? What daily habits can we have in our lives that will sharpen our awareness of God's voice?
Okay, all right. Maybe if I would answer it from the general knowledge and what is accepted so far, I would say the most important thing is prayer. Mm-hmm. But if I would answer this one with experience and what I have discovered so far, I would say prayer is your voice to God. Mm-hmm. But the word is God's voice to you. Mm. So you need to read the word more than praying, in as much as you are reading the word prayerfully. Mm. So this habit has to be cultivated in our life. We need to read more, because people are complacent with going for all night prayers, half night prayers, yeah, prayer sessions and whatsoever. But we are actually speaking to God. It's our voice to God. Mm. Mm. Yet we want God to speak to us and be able to identify His. We need to read more and more. So we need to have scripture study daily and prayerfully. Then meditation is very important. Don't just study the Bible and then you start, you rise and you go wherever you go. Or you start, then you continue with your daily chores. You need to meditate on God's word, mm, what you have read. And it is in the meditation that is spiritual promptings come.
Mm. Mm, beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. Mm. I think you're right. Sure. That is one thing that we do neglect, is that meditation. We are we're keen to do the talking when it comes to our relationship with God,
mm-hmm,
but we don't really take time to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now,
and that's very true. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, no, you continue.
Go ahead. Okay, I was saying, you see that, that's why you see when you want to focus on something, you need to have a silent break, mm, whereby you are just quiet. Then you see things popping in. That's exactly what it should be when it comes to spiritual promptings and listening to God's voice.
Yeah.
You need that meditation. You need that meditation.
And I suppose we're also impatient, sure, Pastor, right? We're impatient in that if I first try to, you know, hear His voice, I'm trying to be intentional and I don't really get anything clear, then I just give up instead of, to, you know, just keep coming back, keep trying until you start to master it, until you do start to hear that voice, until that voice starts to get clearer and more distinct. But it takes time, and I think we are impatient with that.
That's very important, my sister. We are very impatient. We want to hear God on the very first time that we start practicing this. It has to become a norm in your life. It has to become a lifestyle. Like we alluded to yesterday with reference to Enoch, mm-hmm, he had to take his time alone. And because of that, he walked with God 300 years. The same with us. You know, there are times when, maybe let me just say this radically, there are times when you need to take our screens off our homes. There are times when you need to take our phones off our vicinity. There are times when we just need to make sure that that which surrounds me, it's an atmosphere that is godly, yes, and nothing else. No noise, no what.
Yeah.
And that, if it, not one day, my sister's one, not one day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Then you start picking up God's voice. in spiritual promptings in your life, then you see things going well.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Now, as we're closing, what is the connection between trust, surrender, and living guided by the Spirit?
Okay, did I hear you correctly there? Can you come again?
What is the connection between trust and surrender and living guided by the Spirit?
Okay, all right, okay, all right. I heard you now. Yes. Maybe, may I say, we are talking of the connection that is there between trust and surrender and living guided by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. You talk of trust. Trust is the foundation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is the foundation. Without trusting God, there is no need for you to kind of get into this practice that we've been discussing about throughout the week. And without trusting, there is no need for you to take his voice, because you take the voice of whom you trust. Mm-hmm. So trust becomes foundation to everything, and for living guided by the, for living a guided life by the Spirit. Mm. And also on the issue of trust, you know, trust is a result of faith. You just have to have faith, and then you trust. So the connection that is there, you cannot have faith without surrendering. Mm-hmm. Because somebody said faith is actually touching something that is not in your hand. Mm. And what it means is you have surrendered some to some extent, and then you trust the one who is promising what he is promising.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, Sister Spongy, you just need to have this small faith, if I would put it that way. Very small faith, nothing big.
Yeah.
And when you have that faith, you start trusting God. So the connection is that whenever you trust, there's need for you to surrender. Mm-hmm. And you cannot surrender to someone whom you do not trust.
Right.
So if people are to experience a good experience in this, especially if they take something home from these lessons which we had throughout the week, mm-hmm. we need to understand that you need to surrender, mm-hmm. because you have trusted.
Amen.
You have trusted. You know, I've surrendered the running of my home to my wife because I trust my wife.
Yeah.
And she has surrendered the provision part of it to me because she trusts me.
Yes. Wow.
So it's all about trust.
Yeah.
And faith comes in.
What a beautiful practical example. That's very practical. Yes. So the reason why we struggle to trust is because we don't have faith.
Exactly.
And that's why we don't surrender.
Yeah, so we don't surrender because we don't trust, and we don't trust because we don't have faith.
Sure.
But otherwise, the moment we have faith, then we learn to trust. And when we've trusted, we surrender.
Amen.
Yeah, even when your child has been sent back home for fees from school, mm-hmm. you know that if you trust, you say, "Don't worry, son, God will provide."
Yeah.
Why? Because you know you trust him and you have faith in him. So you surrender the provision in his hands.
Mm. Beautiful. But unfortunately, because of not having that relationship with him, we think if God was there, if God was trustworthy, my child should not have been sent home in the first place. But that's not the way life works. That's how sometimes our faith is tested.
Exactly. You know, one other thing, Auntie Smoke, when you take God and put him in a display, uh-huh. he ceases to be God.
Oh, wow.
You need to let God be God in your life.
Sure.
And don't have a one-size-fits-all, because the way he appeared to Abraham is not the way he is going to appear to you.
Hey.
And the way spiritual promptings are happened to Abraham is not the same to you.
Yo.
So be yourself and your God.
Sure. That's powerful. That's powerful.
Mm.
We can leave it there.
That's
for
it.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for coming through. We really appreciate the little time that we had together. God bless you and God bless your ministry. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Have a happy Sabbath.
Thank you so much, Auntie Spo. Have a good weekend and a happy Sabbath.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.